USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A path to protection is being built as quickly as possible in the ongoing battle against the coronavirus.
With skilled nursing facilities that have had at least one vaccination clinic, an estimated median of almost 80% of residents have received at least one dose of vaccine.
That's how Andy Slavitt opened a White House briefing on the outbreak, Slavitt urging Americans to wear face masks and practice safe social distancing while waiting for vaccines. As former President Donald Trump's Tuesday impeachment trial approaches, there's a growing body of evidence and criminal complaints and affidavits that the January 6th Capitol breach had been pre-planned, undercutting the allegation leveled against Trump that he is guilty of incitement to insurrection. A number of affidavits filed against the accused participants in the Capitol breach show evidence of pre-planning. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of the deadliest avalanches in Utah history claims four skiers.
A deadly avalanche swept eight skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing four. The victims, all in their 20s, included three Salt Lake City residents. They were part of two separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. Four survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Former President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial begins on Tuesday, and while an acquittal is near certain as 17 Republicans would have to vote to join all Democrats in voting to convict, testimony will be presented in the upper chamber seeking to prove Trump's role in the incitement to insurrection in the January 6th Capitol breach. Attorneys for the former president say they will be playing clips from prominent Democrats, including Representative Maxine Waters, who asked her supporters to confront and harass members of the Trump administration. Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul adding,
"You're going to see the Trump defense play video of Maxine Waters telling crowds to mob Trump administration. You'll probably see comments from Representative Omar wishing and celebrating the violence that happened to me."
As far as those accusations against Waters, the congresswoman was asked on MSNBC.
"If you look at the words that I used, the strongest thing I said was, tell them they're not welcome. Talk to them. Tell them they're not welcome. I didn't say go and fight. I didn't say anybody was going to have any violence, and so they can't make that stick."
Waters also saying that people are going to turn on them, they're going to protest, and they're going to absolutely harass them. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.